Welcome to the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, March 28th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of finance news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Emetis, Inc., NASDAQ, AMTX, Q4 2024. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Emetis, Inc., NASDAQ-AMTX, noting strong growth in renewable energy segments. Full-year revenues increased by 43% to $268.1 million in 2024. The company ended the year with $0.8998 million in cash, with a higher balance expected in 1Q25. Emetis RNG doubled its production capacity and plans to double it again in 2025. California Ethanol saw a 55% increase in revenues in 2024, with initiatives to boost sustainability and efficiency. India Biofuels revenue rose 20% in 2024, with plans for potential IPO and biogas production. Emetis' success is tied to evolving regulatory policies, including LCFS amendments and E15 ethanol blends. Valuation analysis suggests a range of 32 to 19.03 cents per share. Debt.com's 2025 survey exposes disturbing trends in credit card debt as inflation continues to pressure Americans' finances. Debt.com's 2025 credit card survey reveals troubling trends as inflation continues to strain Americans' finances. One in three Americans rely on credit cards to make ends meet, with 32% maxed out. Rising costs have turned credit cards from convenience to survival tool. Millennials and Gen Xers have higher maxed-out rates. Senators propose capping interest rates at 10% to aid those in debt cycles. Consumer sentiment dips as inflation and borrowing costs rise. Despite the crisis, 57% have not considered debt relief options. Full survey data available upon request. Debt.com offers resources for credit counseling, debt relief, and financial education.
United Health Products provides update on FDA and OTC markets applications. United Health Products, Inc. provided an update on their regulatory and capital markets activities. The FDA requested additional tests for their Cellustat hemostatic gauze, confirming its safety for medical use. UHP submitted these results for their IDE application. Additionally, OTC markets requested more information for an uplisting of UHP's common shares, which has now been provided. There is no guarantee of approval for these applications. UHP has developed a neutralized regenerated cellulose hemostatic agent to control bleeding and is seeking approval for the surgical market. For more information, visit whpcorp.com or contact them at info@uhpcorp.com or 475-755-1005.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.